female prisoner 701 Scorpion, and that was used in the Kill Bill movies as well.
Oh, it sounds like something out of Les Miserables.
Yeah. It's very similar, other than people get lit on fire and stabbed and stuff like that.
Oh, there's probably a couple, at least a couple stabbings in Les Mis.
They don't have that arterial blood spritz.
No. Cowards.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I only watch movies with hypertensive villains.
This is before they had baby aspirin, okay?
They're just feeding people baby aspirin like foie gras to make them hypertensive? Is
to
that
stop them
works?
From being hypertensive.
Oh, stop them from being hypertensive. Wouldn't... Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm not a film producer. I don't know how much aspirin we give or take away.
I think we should all be giving everybody more aspirin.
Yeah. Hmm. An aspirin a day keeps the doctor away.
When I'm president, more baby aspirin for our villains.
Kind of see the big aspirin tablet just scooching off stage in the background.
The aspirin lobby got to him.
Yeah.
Figures.
They've got Kennedy's kid with a gun to his head. I don't know if they had kids.
The Kennedys?
Yes, they did. John F. Kennedy Jr., famously.
Oh, that guy.
Died in a plane crash. Yeah.
He's coming back any day now to crown Trump president of the world for life or something.
Yeah.
I thought John F. Kennedy Jr. was the son of the guy who's the first thing that he saw when his kid was born was JFK.
Why do you ask, John F. Kennedy's exploding head?
Streamline.
Yeah, the Rob Bowman cut. Everybody was clamoring for, which we didn't talk about Rob Bowman's filmography. He did a bunch of X-Files and Star Trek TNG.
Yeah.
He also did Airborne, the rollerblading movie with Seth Green and a young Jack Black.
Yeah.
That's a possible...
Gave some young people their big starts.
Yeah, possible coming attraction on this pod.
Come back to me when he's done Air Bud.
He also did Reign of Fire, the dragon
movie.
True.
Yeah,
that's a fun movie.
That kind of introduced Christian Bale to America. Oh, was he already around at that time?
American Psycho.
That was before.
That
was after American Psycho. I thought it was a little before.
I'm pretty sure.
Anyways, Matthew McConaughey got a nice.
Yeah, it was like it was a big. It was a hit, I think. It had Matthew McConaughey. It was a CGI effects extravaganza.
It was the biggest dragon movie to sweep Hollywood since Dragonheart.
Yeah.
It's like 10 years later.
And
nobody
I am the last dragon.
Well, just dragons. Dragons don't amount to squat.
That movie was so badass. Another future.
Who are you trying to do there?
Was that David Thewlis?
Oh, dragons don't amount to squat. I think it was Matthew McConaughey.
Is it McConaughey? I need you to stop saying weird shit. Woody Harrelson.
Was Christian Bale also doing an American in that movie, Reign of Fire? I feel like he was, but I can't
quite
remember.
I think so,
too,
but that'd be weird. But also, that's on brand for him.
He gained a lot of weight to play a dragon. And then lost it.